This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com Listening Practice Tests. Test 8. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in four sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman as they discuss a holiday. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. My name is Keith Waters. I'm interested in finding out about certain type of holiday. Would you be able to help me with that?
Welcome to Sunshine Tours Agency. My name's Penny. Yes, I'm sure I can help you with that. What exactly are you thinking about?
My wife and I are interested in a cruise of the Mediterranean.
That's a nice idea. A cruise on a ship in the Mediterranean is very popular right now. Can I take some basic details from you first so I can work out what kind of cruise might suit you?
Of course.
So your name is Keith Waters, and your wife's?
Her name is Melissa Waters.
Would you spell Melissa for me?
It's M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
And it's just you and your wife?
That's right. We don't have any children.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Fine. Now, how old are you both?
I'm 32, and my wife's 30.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask about your interests and hobbies. This will help in choosing the right cruise for you.
We're both keen on traveling, of course. That's why we'd like to go on a cruise. We're also quite sporty. We both swim and jog quite a lot. We're interested in cinema and history. Melissa is also a keen fiction reader, but I prefer nonfiction.
What kind of budget were you thinking about?
We can spend between $7,000 and $11,000 on the trip. As cheap as possible, of course, is best.
Right. I've got all that down. Now, I need to know when you'd like to go on your cruise and for how long.
Our holiday window starts on the 1st of July and ends on the 16th of July.
Okay.
And as for length, we'd like to have at least 14 nights on the ship.
Thank you. I'm sure that'll be possible.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Right. I've got all that down and I've got some ideas for you.
I'll just make some notes while I listen, if that's all right.
Of course. So, we have two boats that fit the dates you want. They sail on different dates, so that gives you some flexibility. First of all, I'd like to suggest the cruise on the boat the Maria Cristina. It's a Spanish boat and you'd fly to Barcelona to join her. The cruise from there costs $10,500 for both of you, although the flights to get to Barcelona will be extra. With that, you have all food and drinks free during the voyage. You get an inside cabin, which means that you don't get a sea view, but you can upgrade to a sea view for a further $800. They have a cinema on board with different films every night, and there are also lectures on the places where you will be visiting. There are also classes that you can do. For example, painting, cooking, art appreciation, and others.
That's just in our budget, but an upgrade would put us over.
Yes, you'd have to do without the upgrade. Travel insurance is incorporated within the price, though.
What about the next one?
That's the Sea Queen. This is also a Spanish boat, but it sails from Marseille in France and follows the same route as the Maria Cristina. Barcelona is the last stop before arriving back in Marseille. This costs $9,000 for both of you, but this includes the return flights to Marseille. With this package, you do get a sea view, and food is inclusive throughout the voyage. All drinks excluding water are extra, though. There are fewer things going on. There is a cinema, but there are no lectures or classes. There is a swimming pool and gym, though, so you'll be able to keep up with your exercise.
That's quite a lot of information, so I'd better get back and speak to my wife. She can come back here with me in 2 days, so I'll expect we'll have chosen which boat to go on by then. We can talk further details when we come in then.
That's great. See you in 2 days.
Yes, see you soon.